Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:46, 14 till 9. I love watching tape, and what I'm looking at now, and I retweeted this. If you follow me at ttuckerwwl.com, you'll see it, or you can follow at Mike Haas, C-O-M-M. It's the Rashid Shaheed touchdown play, and you got to love the way this unfolds because you got Mike looking through his binoculars. You got the monitor in the background so you can see what's happening in real time, and you got Deuce McAllister watching the play unfold. Now, as Mike's looking at it through his binoculars, as Deuce scans the entire field and sees what's about to happen, he scoots his chair back because he knows Rashid Shaheed is going to be wide open and Spencer Rattler is going to have a chance. Deuce McAllister joins us now. How you doing, Deuce?
Doing well. How you doing?
I'm well, sir. Have I pretty well described what happened during that touchdown play?
You're pretty much spot on with that touchdown play. And it was a really, really good call by the Saints coaches. And you talk about just personnel and getting a mismatch on how they kind of lined up, designed it, et cetera. And as it unfolded, I saw right away, like you said, and you know,
I saw that chair come back. I saw that chair come back, and I knew he sees something. Plus, you can see the monitor to see where we are in real time. Go ahead.
Yeah, you see the monitor, but the monitor is actually behind.
Well, no, I'm not saying you saw it on the monitor. I'm just saying we can follow along with what's going on the monitor. Okay, go ahead.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. And so on the monitor, you can kind of follow along and you hear it. And for me, you know, a lot of times people are like, well, he doesn't show emotion. My job is not necessarily to show emotion. My job is to explain.
I think you are the best in the business, my friend. I do. And let me tell you, I can see you looking at the field and sizing up. You see the formation first, then you see what unfolds. Go ahead. I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah, and so for me, from an emotional standpoint, yes, I get excited. I get disappointed. I get frustrated. I get happy. But at the same time, I try to keep an even keel. And, you know, I just want to be able to clearly explain exactly what I see, how it happened, why it happened, et cetera. And in that moment, like you said, it's just the subtle movement of the chair. I mean, but that's excitement because I'm like, all right, mm-hmm. Let's catch it. You've got it. It's something that we've been asking for, a shot play. It's on first down. It's coming out of a timeout. And the only thing left really was the execution part of them just being able to complete that pass. And that's just one moment that you kind of see. There's some other opportunities that offensively they've got to be able to take advantage of. Maybe the pitcher was not as clean as that one, but I think that they hopefully will be able to execute, you know, at that level that they really need to. And, you know, if it's one point of emphasis for me and really for them as well, they have to continue to improve in the red zone. I mean, if this team is going to, you know, continue to show improvement week in and week out, that's the one area offensively they've got to be able to get better at.
Put me in ahead of the player here because I can't imagine anybody getting cocky or having a big head after winning their first game. So how do you temper that with, okay, let's enjoy it. And I know they got the 24-hour rule and all that, but we still got a hell of a lot of challenges ahead of us. You do that when you break down tape, Deuce, in each room with each position?
Yeah, I think you will still get some big-headed. Mm. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. I mean, you look at some of the social media posts and people start, you know, feeding you. Look, you do deserve every congratulations,
absolutely,
every kudos, pat on the back. You deserve all that because it's a win. It's hard to win in the NFL. But I don't think that you can gloss over some of the mistakes and some of the things that you have to be able to improve at. And so from the coaching standpoint, it has to be, how can I push these guys even harder? Because if I can push them even harder, then the effort will definitely be there. And hopefully the execution will come if the effort is there. And so you'll see it fairly soon. Maybe it's the body language from the guys, the execution level. If you have little mental mistakes, and particularly pre-snap stuff, that means that you're not necessarily locked in completely where you need to be. And so that's what you don't want to see.
I know you're an offensive player, but you know the game better than a lot of people. You've forgotten more than a lot of people will ever know. And I say that because when it comes to Kool-Aid, Deuce, do you think he's turned a corner as far as confidence goes? Or how big was the game on Sunday? Let me ask it this way. How big was Kool-Aid McKinstry's game on Sunday as it goes toward the advancement of his career?
No, I think you hit the nail directly squarely when you said confidence. Mm-hmm. That was probably the one thing that he didn't have, or at least from an emotional standpoint, he didn't show enough. I mean, teams were going after him in certain situations and said that, hey, we feel like that we can pick on you, we can take advantage of you. And so for him to be able to bounce back in that way and really come up with his first interceptions, of his career, not just his season, mm-hmm. but of his career in the NFL, that's a confident boost. I mean, because now it proves to me that I can go out there and do it. I knew I could do it, but I've put it on tape now. And so by putting it on tape, that the expectation level, not to say that it was low, the expectation level has been raised. And now for Kool-Aid, it's going to be back, all right, I got to get back to my basic technique. I know, and I've done a pretty good job of studying film, because the second interception, he kind of said it, hey, they've been running this in-cut route out of this formation a pretty good amount. I'm going to guess that that's what this is, and I'm going to jump the route. And by jumping it, he was able to come up with the interception, and so that's a really, really nice play by him. And, the first interception, he understood the concept as far as what the offense was trying to do and understood that he was a free player in that moment as far as in the zone. And he goes over and helps his teammate out and makes a play on the ball. And so, that's film study. That's understanding. That's film study. That's a coach being able to teach me and tell me, hey, when I have this is what you'll look for, and being able to just pick it up and pick it up off of film study and make a play.
And since you talk about film study, you're leading me into my next question, which is, look, you've watched so much film in your career. This question's going to be like asking Scotty Scheffler, so, Scotty, how do you hit a driver? And the question is, when I watch you scoot that chair back, you're looking at the whole field. What advice could you give fans if they want to get a better grasp of the game and not just watch the ball and watch the entire...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game and try to watch things unfold.
I think it's just really breaking it down from what personnel, what mm-hmm. people are coming on the field. And so once I understand what people are coming on the field, you get a better understanding. Okay, out of 12 personnel, this team likes to pass. Out of 12 personnel, two tight ends, one tailback, two receivers, this team likes to pass. And so when you have a tendency breaker, they actually run out of that formation, or, it may be 50-50, just depending on the down and distance where they are on the field, you pick up on some tendencies. And so from there, you kind of see the complete field. because if you're just following the ball, you're not going to see all the action. If you can pick up the complete field and be able to say, all right, I'm going to watch every player or at least see the movement of the players, then I get a better picture of, I should get a better picture after watching it a little bit of what is happening. I mean, because if you see the defense line up a certain way and I see a safety kind of move, now that's giving away defensively, are they playing two deep safety? Do they have two guys deep or do they have one? And so now it starts eliminating certain things that the defense is doing. And if it's eliminating certain things that the defense is doing, if I've studied, if I've watched enough film, then that's going to give me a clue. And now if I have a clue to the test, I should have the answer. And so it's no different whether it's offense or defense. A lot of times you see the offensive team, they'll send a guy in motion. Well, one of the things they're trying to figure out, is it man or zone? Because if nobody moves with him, then okay, this may be zone. But if you have a little bit movement with the safety shifting over, this may be zone, but it may be man, it may be blitz as well. And so that's why you see teams do a shift. You see a team do a motion because they're trying to see, make it really easy for the quarterback to say, okay, it's man-to-man, it's zone. I know where I want to go with the football. I know I may need to check. Now, you have a good defensive player, they may check out of it. They may be playing the cat-and-mouse game where if you call something, they call something out as well. Some of it may be bluff. Some of it may be bluff, but that's the game that goes on in between the game, all within 30 seconds, 45 seconds on the play clock.
There's a lot to watch. Hey, thank you, Deuce. You know, I appreciate you and everything you do, and also what's inside your head. I also appreciate what's outside his head, because I traded a Heisman Trophy Award-winning autographed helmet for a helmet that I got Deuce to sign. That's what I think of him. 856, 4 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.